Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I hope you enjoyed my description of how to read Braille for the blind. If you didn't listen to that episode, you should go back and read it. Or no, you should listen to it. And then you should go learn the Braille alphabet, and you should get a book from the library to train yourself. All right. This might be a kind of a long episode. Hopefully not, but I will get through it quickly. The first word, it's a good one. It's brain, B-R-A-I-N, first form, noun from before the 12th century. 1A, the portion of the vertebrate central nervous system enclosed in the skull and continuous with the spinal cord through the foramen magnum, that is composed of neurons and supporting and nutritive structures as glia, and that integrates sensory information from inside and outside the body in controlling autonomic function as heartbeat and respiration, in coordinating and directing correlated motor responses, and in the process of learning, compared to the synonyms forebrain, hindbrain, and midbrain. That was very specific. Also, they could have just said, it's the thing that makes your body do stuff. That's how I would have said it. Maybe I should make my own dictionary. All right, now we have 1B, a nervous center in invertebrates, comparable in position and function to the vertebrate brain. 2A1, synonyms are intellect and mind, as in, has a clever brain. 2A2, intellectual endowment, synonym is intelligence, and that is often used in plural, as in, plenty of brains in that family. Now we have 2B1, a very intelligent or intellectual person. 2B2, the chief planner within a group, usually used in plural, as in, she's the brains behind their success. 3. Something that performs the functions of a brain, especially an automatic device, as a computer, for control or computation. We have a picture of the brain. I will describe these very generally. I am not going to go into specifics. There's 11 parts. So it's the picture of a brain. Let's see. Number one is the cerebral hemisphere. This is the bulk of what you think of as the brain, the part that looks like your intestines. It's got lots of folds and stuff. That's the cerebral hemisphere. 2 is corpus callosum or callosum. That is, it's in the center, so it's underneath all the folds and stuff. And it's that's where it is. That's all you need to know. Number 3 is ventricle. This is also in the center. It actually looks like it's inside number 2, so it's even more in the center. 4 is the fornix, F-O-R-N-I-X. That is, looks like it's basically right below number 3. Number 5 is the thalamus, and that is below number 4. These lines are kind of hard to read, but it's, I think it's that. It's this very tiny little spot right in the middle. Number 6 is the pituitary gland. That is down a bit from number 5 and a little bit towards the front. It's basically right at the bottom of the front part of the main part of the brain. Wow, that was a terrible description. It's kind of where the spinal cord and the main part of the brain meet. It's kind of there. 7 is the pons, P-O-N-S. This is below all the main part of the brain. It's like there's a vertical part that goes up to the brain. This is right at the top of that, and it's the sort of bulbous piece. Now we have 8, medulla oblongata. That is right below number 7. 9 is the spinal cord, so that is right below number 8. That's the beginning of the spinal cord. And then number 10 is the cerebellum. So this is behind number 7 and 8 in the back of the head. It's this sort of big bulbousy part. And then number 11 is the midbrain. And that is right above number 7, below number 5. Yeah, that's right. It's, again, kind of right in the center there. That was fun. Now we have the second form of brain, transitive verb from the 14th century. 1. To kill by smashing the skull for zombies. 2. To hit on the head. Next is brain attack. 2 words, noun from 1990. And we have the number 5 definition for the word stroke. I guess some people say, you had a brain attack. Now we have brain case. 1 word. I like to say this sometimes. Noun from 1741. The cranium enclosing the brain. So it's not actually the skull. There's this specific part called the brain case. It's the cranium enclosing the skull. The brain. Next is brain child. 1 word. Noun from 1628. A product of one's creative imagination. Next is brain coral or corral. I think it's coral. 2 words. Noun from circa 1711. A massive reef-building coral having the surface covered by ridges and furrows. So it probably looks a bit like a brain. And the genus, or one of the genuses for this, is Diploria. Next is brain cramp, something I have many times a day. 2 words, noun from 1982. A mental lapse caused especially by carelessness, forgetfulness, or inattention. Called also brain fart. Yep, I say that. Next is brain dead. 2 words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1974. 1. Characterized by brain death. Number 2. Lacking intelligence or vitality, as in brain dead fools. Next is brain death. Not dead, death with a TH. 2 words. Noun from 1964. Final cessation of activity in the central nervous system, especially as indicated by a flat electroencephalogram for a predetermined length of time. Next is brain drain, 2 words, noun from 1963. The departure of educated or professional people from one country, economic sector, or field for another, usually for better pay or living conditions. I feel like that didn't make sense. The departure of educated or professional people from one country, economic sector, or field for another. The departure of people for another, usually for better pay or living conditions. Okay, that made sense. Next is brained. Brain with an ED. Adjective from the 15th century. Having a brain of a specified kind, and it is used in combination, as in feather-brained. Your brain is made of feathers when you are feather-brained. Next is brain fog. Like in the morning, you might see some fog. 2 words from 1853. Oh, it doesn't say if it's a noun or what. I think it would be a noun. A usually temporary state of diminished mental capacity marked by inability to concentrate or to think of reason clearly. Oh, or to think or reason clearly. Next is brain freeze. 2 words, noun from 1991. A sudden shooting pain in the head caused by ingesting very cold food, as ice cream or drink. Fun fact, I don't get brain freezes. And that does not make me superhuman, because instead, I get throat freezes. Somebody probably should study my head, because I don't understand why it happens. As I've gotten older, they have started to travel a little bit up the side of my head a little bit, but it never hits me where other people get brain freezes. It's literally in my throat. I think my mom gets this too. If I eat the cold too fast, you know what a brain feels like? That's in my throat or something similar. And that hurts. It really hurts. But it's not in my brain. I wonder if it's better or which is better or which is worse. I don't know. Somebody should do a study on this. All right. Moving on to brain hormone. 2 words, noun from 1957. 1. A hormone that is secreted by a neurosecretory secretory, it's like secreting, neurosecretory cells of the insect brain, and that stimulates the prothoracic glands to secrete ecdysone? ECDYSONE. Number two, any of various hormones, as serotonin, produced in or acting on the vertebrate brain or central nervous system, not usually used technically. Now we have brainiac, noun from 1982, a very intelligent person. This is probably from Brainiac, which was a super intelligent villain in the Superman comic book series. All right, didn't know that. Now we have brainish, adjective from circa 1530. This is archaic. Synonyms are impetuous and hot-headed, as in, and in this brainish apprehension kills the unseen good old man. And that is a quote from Shakespeare. Next is brainless, adjective from the 15th century, devoid of intelligence. Synonym is stupid, as in a brainless decision. Brainlessly is an adverb, and brainlessness is a noun. And yes, I do sometimes feel brainless, but I go back and forth. Sometimes I feel super smart, and sometimes I feel not as smart. Our last word for this episode is brain pan, BRAINPAN. It's all one word. Okay, this is a noun from the 14th century, and we just have the synonym brain case. So, what? So, we had brain attack, brain case, brain child, brain coral, brain cramp, brain dead, brain death, brain drain, brained, brain fog, brain freeze, brain hormone, brainiac, brainish, brainless, and brain pan. I think I am going to pick brain cramp as the word of the episode. Brains are crazy. I could talk about this for a long time, which I won't do, but they are super fascinating. I mean, you all know this, but they just blow my brain. How crazy they are. The neurons are firing. You can do things to make things worse. You could do things to make things better. They're a muscle. You got to work the brain. You got to work the brain. Do crosswords. Play games. Talk with people. Read. I don't read so much. That's not good. You can exercise. You can do things to make your brain better. The way it works is crazy. It's fascinating. I want to learn more about it. You should too. It's a brain. It's cool. All right. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.